one thing and another?
The Chrysler Town & Country LXI.
Circle around it, and we know we can't legally reproduce the copyrighted text. Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed document is easy. We see that little c with a circle around it, and we know we can't legally reproduce the copyrighted text or slapping a copyright symbol on a printed document is easy. You see that little c with a circle on it, and we know we can't legally reproduce the copyrighted. Students Dan Walter Bender and Greg. But how can we do this for an audio signal? Walter Bender and Greg. But how can we do this for an audio signal? Walter Bender and Greg. How can we do this for an audio signal? Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed symbol on a printed. The document is easy.
The document is easy.
Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed circle around it, and we know we can't legally reproduce the copyrighted text. Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed
demonstrated that in a laboratory.
So we've come as far as in cold fusion that there are.
Commercial products. They are going to be.
Quietly now. Quietly now. Don't make a ruckus. You do not own it. You do not own it. You're lucky to work here, my friend.
You're lucky to work here, my friend.
But we'll wreck the place anyway. We win, you know. Anybody listening has any doubts? as to who wins. It's all over. I'm not talking about the NBA championship either. Okay, you. I'll see you outside. Now. Kick your freaking ass.
I guess mine's the same as Jimmy. I mean, I enjoy working at my house. And there are about half a dozen companies now working on products. See in the beginning, which is the excess heat.
Have somebody you can turn to when you need somebody.
Seen from the beginning in cold fusion. We're seeing the primary signature that was easiest to see in the beginning, which is the excess heat.
And now we're seeing increasingly explanations of the products, and there are about half a dozen companies now working on products.
So, basically, I believe that one of the best things that could happen to our educational system, you know, everybody has talked about what should we do about our society? How can we do the one basic thing that's going to make it all happen and bring peace on earth? Well, Terrence McKenna says we ought to change the calendar and have the different equinoxes rotate or something like that. Other people have suggested things like not paying income tax. I have a better suggestion, at least in my eyes. I think what we should do is eliminate the tenure system in our universities. Rapidly changing fields in the sciences. So that university professors would
trust that you cannot trust. Let's continue on where we left off then with
You're a liar. I've met you before. You're a fucking liar. You stop.
companies working on the products. One of the big problems with cold fusion in the early days was
not be grown without THC. It's a very natural substance that the plant needs, but
slapping a copyright symbol on a printed document is easy.
Here now, but the recording manipulated by
Givenchy.
Chloe. Sycophant.
No. Dior. She should be wearing black. Black is perfect for the evening as well as for daytime wear.
A girl always looks good in black.
Black. The color of choice.
Angry demonstrators who belong to what they call the Women's Liberation Movement picketed the convention hall. The screaming women called the pageant a degrading, mindless, boob girly symbol.
Oh, my God.
Created a sheep dressed as Miss America around.
I find all these social protests very disturbing.
Burnt their girdles and brassieres in protest against what they...
All these revolutionary girls come across very hard to me. I don't like hardness, especially in women.
Fanny, it's Patty's.
These women, they got everything from me.
You're blocking my view.
I should be there. I should be there.
Valerie, I want to see this.
I should be on TV. Sister. I should be on TV. I should be there. You know, I have a message. You know, what is it? What is it? What does it have to take to get me on TV, huh? What do I got to do?
I can get you on TV.
What?
No.
I should be there. Yeah. You know, a message. You know, what is it? What is it? What does it have to take to get me on TV, huh? What do I gotta do?
I can.
What does it take to get me on TV, huh?
TV.
What? What does it take?
Oh, really, I can. I know somebody in TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alan Burke Show. I'm Alan Burke. Tonight we'll be dealing with yet another controversial topic, homosexuality.
I know somebody in TV.
Although I've read in the newspapers about homosexuals.
potential audience of approximately 100 million persons.
Hans and Fleischmann could do it, but no one else could do it. And all these scientists had tried. Are you saying now anybody can...
Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed document is easy. Slapping a copyright symbol...
Slap it silly. United Lemmings of you. You silly fool, you. One, I'm wise to your game. Two, it's all over for you. And three, it's all over for you now.
Cold fusion if they want to.
Don't worry about that. We're on. The show's on right now.
Yes.
This is television.
Making her initial appearance on television tonight.
Like normal people and would not be able to cloak themselves in some kind of robe and make their chair professors support them until they died, until they're in their 80s. And this is what happens when a man stays in university that long. The ideas that he represents, and he being the oldest of generation. Crazy times, we move around, burning grass, in a field of endless supplies. 12 people casting shadows on the
shore. I don't want anything to do with you! Stay away from me!
Kind of like non-alcoholic beer. Yeah, there's a little alcohol in there, but it's not going to get you drunk. No marijuana smoker would ever want to smoke hemp. Mm. Or maybe just a foolish one, I guess. It's really not an issue.
The future.
We'll use time in prison to write books.
You were aware of that while you were writing in prison?
Rhythm to your right, right on the other side.
not going to tell you again, man.
Always had a, after a while, after a couple of years, I had very, you know, powerful clerical positions in the state prison. I was like, you know, associate warden as clerk. And
but actual artists, people getting together and watching.
Not just artists, but I think musicians, playwrights, scriptwriters, storytellers, software designers, radio announcers, radio programmers,
absolutely,
the night and...
How much is choice and how much is... by life. I mean, I think my observation in life. And I wanted to write about an unrepentant criminal.
Bend your ass over. I'm going to kick it. Metaphysically, of course. Where you moving? No, I'm gonna kick it for real. I mean, metaphysically. Metaphysically, for real. That's unsettling, but consequence awaits me around the corner, reminiscing on my wisdom fate. All down to the factors of hard life. Travel on with the sense of a stubborn adventure. So as I wait.
According to the Kinsey report, there must be one under every rock.
Especially in women.
They got everything from me.
You're blocking my view.
There's a question always between how much is choice and how much is...
I should be there.
Darling, I want to see this.
I should be on TV. I should be on TV. I should be there. You know, I have a message. I should be on TV. I should be there.
Slapping a copyright symbol on a printed document is easy.
To get me on TV, huh?
Determined by life. I mean, I think my observation in life is that people who succeed always attribute their success.
Thank you.
gotta do?
I can get you on TV.
Art, but actual artists, people getting together and
not just artists, but I think musicians, playwrights, scriptwriters, storytellers, software designers, radio announcers, radio programmers. That's the one I believe about Southern California. Software designers, radio announcers.
Climb inside a clam chest. Yeah, this will warm you up. What's the matter? You don't want it? It's hot chocolate just for you. Come on, let's take top off. Hey, you got that little thing I give you? Come on, let's have a look at it. You know, this is very special, Selena. You know, my mother got it from her mother, and you know, I'm not going to give it to anybody. It's very special for you, okay, sweetheart?
I'm going to be whatever you fucking want!
Here.
And you just take bring that. Inside me and you...
Very special
you
thing for you,
call.
Sweetheart.
You can't!
Your hand's cold?
Okay.
Here, give me a hand.
I'm fine.
Nobody's going to see us, sweetheart. Here, come on.
Again. certain principle. Look what it's doing to America. Nobody reads the book anymore.
The envelope pointing under this neatly arranged cap and glove supposedly just happened to fall right under that bush in that fashion.
Department control all the different activities in the department. Now, students have a university in my eyes.
I couldn't possibly go to a university now. I'd laugh at it. It's almost perfectly backwards. And, of course, regularly backwards.
Your own virtues. And people that fail always blame their failure on bad luck. And I don't know which is which. Which is luck and which is...
conditions?
Yes.
Why was it so difficult in the beginning and now it isn't so difficult?
In the beginning...
You're a liar! I've met you before! You're a fucking liar! You stop!
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll buy another one. Come on, let me dry your hands.
All right.
Oh, gosh, your hand's cold.
Fine.
Nobody's going to see us, sweetheart.
Turtle, I'm from California. I like to smoke pot a lot.
We're cleaning our house right now.
Got my dough. A lot of people call us homeless, but I consider myself, you know, architecture.
This is my home. The family is...
I love them.
It's the only thing that keeps people together. It's the only thing that keeps us alive.
What? No, really, I can't.
I know somebody in TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alan Burke Show. I'm Alan Burke. Tonight we'll be dealing with yet another controversial topic, homosexuality. Although I've read in the newspapers about homosexuals... and according to the Kinsey Report, there must be one under every rock. I find it rather repulsive that they are now seeking social acceptance. This show was supposed to be about women homosexuals. Lesbians. And the gals we got chickened out. But here before me is one who didn't chicken out. And why?
because she has her own axe to grind. And boy, ladies and gentlemen, did she pick the wrong place to grind it. Valerie?
Yeah, that's my name.
That's your name, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you know your name. Well, Valerie, I understand you're a lesbian.
Learning curve. There's no question about it. But it is not really true to say, let me correct the record.
Let's go back in time. Do you remember Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back farther. Go back to the night that Alex and Sarah came to the house. Do you remember that night?
Well, it wasn't a very peaceful night.
Go on.
The house was full. It was like a party.
A party?
I don't think Whitley was there very much of the time.
What about your son?
Oh, God! Oh, God, he's screaming. Oh! Oh! It's painful to hear. Oh, it's like something's happening to him. Whitley's going. I want to go. I've got to go. You're not supposed to go. I've got to go! I can't just go! My baby is screaming!
And he is talking to you.
I can't stay! I'm not supposed to stay! I don't know! I'm not supposed to do this!
Why? What's preventing you?
I'm out of it, right? I'm out of it.
Yes, quite suddenly.
I don't know. There was somebody else.
The meaning of something unless it's compared to something else. And if something is separated, it will lose that ability. Like a prisoner who's shut off from the outside world, he can go insane, you know. If he doesn't get to, you know, like too long in isolation for a prisoner, then they can go insane unless it's something like, you know, that Papillon or something like that, you know. You know, the uncertainty principle, which is the essence, you know, which is one of the neatest paradoxes in our set of consensus reality, right in front of us, you know, there's this portal to another world.
Almost no one could do it in the beginning. There were numerous replications. And in fact, in 1994, the Electric Power Research Institute, and we reported this in our latest issue of Infinite Energy magazine, its report said, we confirm all the results of Pons and Fleischmann.
Reading the papers these days is a nightmare of unrequited love.
That and doing all of that is balancing, finding the balance, the proper amount for your system.
it's made into an issue by politicians and other things, you know.
Virtue. And I wanted to be somebody that chose to be a criminal. I mean, I made my, whatever his predisposition, my circumstances.
But remember, the maintenance of the physical system as part of it was unusual.
Here, come on. Give me a hand.
My coke almost spilled.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll buy you another one. Come on, let me dry your hands.
All right.
Oh, gosh, your hand's cold.
Honey, please. No.
Oh, come on now. You know how to do it. I showed you. Remember how I showed you? Nobody's going to see us.
Come on, baby.
You remember? Huh? Selena? You remember how I showed you? Selena? Please. Come on. Come on, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're my good girl. I love you, Selena. You're my good girl.
Somewhat mannish one at that. What's the matter? Did anyone ever take you to the prom?
Okay, look, who cares, all right?
Who cares? I thought our studio audience might. If you don't, darling,
I'm
I surely
do. For one reason and one reason only.
Then what would that
I'm
be?
I'm here to talk about the oppression for the past thousands of years of men over women.
Please be my guest. It's a brand new topic. Go ahead.
Look.
Our own national laboratory, Los Alamos National Laboratory, has data in our magazine and on the World Wide Web that shows the production in some kinds of cold fusion experiments, not the ones that would be commercial, shows the production of tritium. Tritium is radioactive. We would not presume that that product would be used in our commercial cold fusion systems, but it is possible to do it in a way that does not fit in normal understanding of.
So what kinds of product do you think will be coming out and what kinds of things we should be looking for? And who will make them?
Okay, let me just run down. Clean Energy Technologies seems to be one of the foremost companies here. It's not the only one by any means. It's actually a race now, in my opinion, to come out with the first commercial products. The ability to remediate some of the nuclear waste, such as thorium and uranium. They've already demonstrated that in the laboratory.
So we've come as far as, in cold fusion that there are patents that have been granted for it.
Yes, I
think. And they have been asked to display their wares at international accepted nuclear society meetings?
Yes. The isotopic and element changes, transmutations, that have been seen in the clean energy cell. I have to point out there are other companies. There's Eneco in Salt Lake City, which I just learned, not only do they have a very interesting patent position, but they are aiming to build a 2-kilowatt heater within a year based on a gas kind of process in cold fusion, a high-temperature gas process. Likewise, in Pennsylvania, a company that does not even call itself a cold fusion company, but is nonetheless putting out
going up against the bad guys, and I like it every day. There are some days when I think, geez, I got 20 years, I need to get out of here. And yours, and actually, I would go out right now, but I love the battle. I love the chase. I love it all.
Pond and Fleischmann could do it, but no one else could do it. And all these scientists had tried. Are you saying now anybody can reproduce cold fusion if they want to?
The history of oppression, it's clear to see that it was all caused by men.
Of course, who else would it be caused by, Valerie? I think the studio audience agrees.
Can I get one word in? Is that possible on the show? All the wars were caused by men. Mm-hmm. The rape and the pillaging caused by men.
I know. I personally had a part in that. And I think the studio audience gets your drift, Valerie, all right?
Okay, let's take Vietnam, for example, all right?
It's a perfect... please, isn't it true that you'd stop at nothing to undermine American values and mores? And isn't it true that you're just a pathetic excuse for a woman?
And it's not like it's some, you know, of course there's been pejoratives been put on all these concepts, you know. Time to fight back, brothers and sisters. Ease is the best revenge, I guess. The WZBC network. Here in the WZBC municipality of Radio. It's a radio zone. It's no longer Newton, Massachusetts. It's the radio point of departure. Gary Geiserman. That's my name. And you're a person named Joe, aren't you? Or Josephine. It's FM. It's analog. It's old-fashioned media. Well, soon you'll be listening to the radio on your cell net device, glorious digital, and of course your favorite station, WZBC, will be like Pumpsy Green and not like Jackie Robinson, I'm afraid. But what can one man do in a hailstorm of flying brown? I'm sorry, did I use an old paradigm? drop a dime, kick you in the ass, man. It's new metaphysics, where I do whatever I want. And of course, you're forced to do the same. I don't need a effing computer for interactivity, my friend. I can grab your nodule pineal gland and tweak it whenever I want to. Don't try me. I can screw with you, man. I can make you drive off the road and crash, burn, and have sex at the same time and never wake up again. So don't mess with me. I got the knobs. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Till 2 o'clock. And we got to let go with a joy rod, fuel rod, de-strap ourselves, and head back into the walk-a-day walk-walk. Walk the walk on a keel hole. Remember, you have a friend at McDonald's. They know your name. Don't be messing with me now.
Clipped wings, I know.
Look around you in your world. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Report back next week. Harry Geiserman right here. At a Newton. Underground bunker. Radio, do whatever I want kind of radio. You do whatever you want.
Make land for the cows to graze.
I'll do whatever I want. What does that look like? I bet you don't have a clue, do you? You lemmings. Them sons of bitches out there. Walking the walk. Quacking the quack. Kick your ass.
Bunch of people because it's all one thing. Like, it's inspiring for it to be one thing. You know, like, that's why I love them so much. And it's different from, like, hanging out in, like, Babylon where you don't really care that much about your neighbor.
Condition?
Yes.
Why was it so difficult in the beginning and now it isn't so difficult?
In the beginning, we were at a learning curve. There's no question about it. But it is not really true to say, let me correct the record, that almost no one could do it in the beginning. There were numerous replications. And in fact, in 1994, the Electric Power Research Institute, and we reported this in our latest issue of Infinite Energy magazine, its report said, we confirm all the results of Pons and Fleischmann. Its report said, we confirm all the results of Pons and Fleischmann.
Looped tools that we need, it adds certain elements. So he's got this really incredible groove going, but he's got this drum roll record. And he's playing a drum roll record and bringing up the volume. you know, you hear the drum roll get louder and louder. People are going nuts, and the lights go along with the drum roll. He drops the track out, and all you hear is the drum roll. And then it's kind of building up, you know, kind of like, well, sex. And it's building up, and then all of a sudden, boom, it comes back, and the lights, and the kids are like screaming. And it's amazing. It's an amazing, like, amazing to see. I was like this. I was back, and the lights, and the kids.
Yeah. Our own national laboratory, Los Alamos National Laboratory.
I've seen creatures of the zoo that have more class than you.
Really,
I have to show you, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard anything as sick and perverted as this woman?
Right? Control.
Well, let's not show the audience what a scumbag you really are.
Did
is that
hear
possible?
What she said? She called me a scumbag. That's it. Call the lions out, you little fucker. Come on, get this cunt off.
You the fuck?
Hey, hey, hey.
See your goddamn fucking shit. You little fucking bastard. Who the hell is that?
Escort myself out. Thank you.
Oh, he's okay.
Is she out of here?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why don't you check?
Maury, make sure she's out of here, okay?
You sick me, huh?
Census has provided security. You know, they say none of this is real. It can't happen. Forget it. It's got to be a temporal lobe seizure or something. You know, you're hallucinating. There is no such thing. This is rock hard, stable, mom apple pie, and consensus reality.
cast an intimidating image in my eyes.
In our magazine and on the World Wide Web, it shows the production in some kinds of cold fusion experiments, not the ones that would be commercial. It shows the production of tritium. Tritium is radioactive. We would not presume that that product would be used in our commercial cold fusion systems, but it is possible to do it in a way that does not fit in to the normal understanding of physics. Well,
you know, nobody's going nowhere, so relax, you know.
And he's playing a drum roll record and bringing up the volume, you know, and you hear the drum roll get louder and louder. People are going nuts and the lights go along with the drum roll. He drops the track out and all you hear is the drum roll. And then it's kind of building up, you know, kind of like, well, sex. And it's building up and then all of a sudden, boom, it comes back and the lights and the kids are like screaming. And it's amazing.
Do you think will be coming out, and what the kinds of things we should be looking for, and who will make them? Oh.
you will not feel fear. It means you will not believe it.
Subtle here means invisible.
Using that molecule, which actually comes from a bacteria in swamps, again, it's not reverse engineering, but it's extracting that molecule and then putting it to work.
Actually, in your films, I mean, they're comedies, yeah, but they are a lot about people who are desperate or who are criminals,
yeah,
who are performing really taboo or criminal, yeah, acts. What was it like for you to meet the real thing?
You know, there's nothing, you know?
One's country lives like a woman in some part of the unconscious dream life of each.
Everybody cares about each other. The music cares about you, you know? And we all sing praises to each other.
Good way to put it, brother.
My parents think I'm crazy. Yeah. Because in my philosophy on life, they think I'm nuts. They think I'm up in the stars.
to extract information from audio signals that comprise mixtures of many different sounds.
Oh, I'll be on the road till the road takes me off.
I'm a paramedic, and when I work during the shows, I usually run a crew, and we'll go out into the crowd and help the people out, whatever, and get them into the Rockman area so we can take care of them.
There's always medical problems. You're talking about a small city out here. Probably had 45,000 people inside and maybe 20,000 people out here.
Any kind of medical situation that can come up usually does come up. You know, anything from...
especially those individuals who you are trying to describe it to don't have some comparable musics. For example, there's a lot of improvisation in country and western music, you know, fiddle players, steel guitar players. So if you happen to be talking to someone out of that tradition, it wouldn't be very difficult to explain the process. I had a chance to hear some Belgian bagpipe players who use a form of improvisation in their groups.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, the spontaneity that exists in New Orleans jazz is unique to New Orleans and to other places that sort of have emulated it, because it's a lot bigger in a way than New Orleans. New Orleans has sort of put the main ingredients in the flavor,
mm-hmm.
because the music is a lot like a gumbo. In other parts of the country, some people recognize the smorgasbord.
Just run down. Clean Energy Technologies, it seems to be one of the foremost companies here, but it's not the only one by any means. It's actually a race now, in my opinion, to come out with the first commercial products. They are going to be demonstrating their technology in Sarasota, Florida, not Sarasota, Florida, that's where they are, but at Orlando at the International and American Nuclear Society meeting, June 1st, June 5th. And they will be discussing some of the other manifestations of their processes, just awarded a patent, on the ability to remediate some of the nuclear waste, such as thorium and uranium. They've already demonstrated that in the laboratory.
So we've come as far as in cold fusion that there are patents that have been granted for it.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have been mm-hmm. asked to display their wares at international accepted nuclear society meetings?
Yes, and Dr. George Miley, who's the head of the one of the major nuclear engineers involved in hot fusion research, he's also the editor of Fusion Technology Magazine and a good friend of mine and a friend of our magazine, Infinite Energy. He will be discussing at that meeting some of the isotopic and element changes, transmutations that have been seen in the clean energy cell. I have to point out there are other companies. There's Eneco in Salt Lake City, which I just learned, not only do they have a very interesting patent position, but they are aiming to build a 2-kilowatt heater within a year based on a gas kind of process in cold fusion, a high-temperature gas process. Likewise, in Pennsylvania, a company that does not even call itself a cold fusion company, but is nonetheless putting out things on the World Wide Web. It's called Blacklight Power Incorporated. They have also a very high-temperature gas process that we now see former members of the Reagan administration, Department of Energy, in their news announcements, have supported. And there are certain power companies that are supporting them.
Such as whom?
Well, let me see. I have it here. Shelby Brewer. He is a direct quote from the Reuters release. I'm convinced that there is something of enormous impact here, and it's only a question of time until we can garner the capital and infrastructure to take it into commercialization. Mm-hmm. And he said he was the assistant energy secretary under Reagan and former head of the ABB Combustion Engineering.
Now, did you tell me in a past conversation that we had that Motorola was also, had also experimented with coal fusion?
Absolutely.
Motorola.
Yes, Motorola, the radio company and the electronics company, I have one of their very fine computers on my desk, they tested one of the clean energy technology cells. They turned it on, and they were getting about 20 watts of power out with a very small input power. What they then did, and I've seen the data on this, I would like to see it up front myself, but in any event, they did turn the input power off, and for 11 hours at least, and possibly much longer, I saw 11 hours of data, they sustained 20 watts of output with no input power.
That's what they want us to, that's sort of the layout. But in reality, the portal to another world is right in front of you in any particular medium. You know, in anything you're doing, there's you can go out and come back. And, you know, it's as easy as going into minor trance. All a trance state is moving away from such heavily congested time-space as we have. You know, we have a very dense time-space movie going on. So just moving a little bit away from that time-space thing, you go into trance. And all a trance state is just not being a little bit outside the set.
So here we are. On the verge of a media explosion. The third sex, if you will. And I don't mean Strap-on Sally either. Although that's a forerunner. Let's not be judgmental now, brethren. Stinking lemmings you out there. I'm going to meet you outside after the show. On the brink of an enormous media explosion, corporations have been peddling as fast as they can, but to no avail. In fact, they, the big losers in the game, results now in your pineal gland should be working a little bit, however, otherwise you will get nothing. That's probably what you're getting, isn't it? Turn this channel off now. I don't want to annoy you. Go ahead. You won't miss anything that you'll be able to understand anyway. It'll be best for everyone else listening if you delete yourselves and uncreate yourself right now. Go ahead. It won't hurt. That's better. The third sex, my friends, coming up on planet Earth 25 years from now. Metaphorically. Until then, a lot of media. You think there's media now? This is nothing compared to what's going to be here in 5 years. Starting already, of course. With the new media, telephone lines, which have been held hostage by the phone company for 100 years, charging you lots of money for long-distance phone calls. Just think about that. Well, that's about over. You'll be able to hear my show on the beach pretty soon with your net phone. Cellular downlink. Wireless. Like sex. No wires needed unless you have a problem. Need help. Which I don't expect you to have. That other person that just hung up, they might have had a problem, but they're not here now. They are the sound of one hand clapping. A tree falling over in the forest, if you will. Glad to be rid of them before I really take out my ire. Lots of media coming up. I mean, everything will be media. Media or gun? That's the new phrase. You heard it here first. Of course, you hear a lot of things here first. If I don't mind being so bold, I don't mind. Nothing less than I deserve. Lots of media, middlemen, women, the in-between, cold fusion of sorts, like a cold sweat, nothing less than you deserve. I really regret the fact that I can't cuss you out big time right now. Just pretend that I am. Slap you silly.
Each of us, if beneath all our criticisms and detestations of America's vulgarity, misuse of power, and sheer pompous stupidity, there's been still some optimistic love affair with the secret potentialities of this nation.
Let's take a short intermission while I go hate physical object somewhere. I don't want to share it with you. It could hurt you. I'm going to go beat up some object somewhere. Me and physical objects have not gotten along well since I've been in this friggin' body. One of us has got to leave town.
great exercise. There again, it is not massive exercise. It is not overdoing it. We would suggest the right exercise, maybe walking to and from your car and to and from your car to your office. Yeah? The right exercise, maybe a gentle, leisurely stroll after dinner, where you go pick leaves and watch the squirrels and the birds. It may be playing certain sporting activity. The key to it is balance. If you overdo any of it, too much of the wrong or the right kinds of food, too much of the wrong or the right kind of exercise, too much acupuncture, acupressure, etc., too much body work, and it becomes a liability. Overdo it, and it doesn't work for you any longer.
What is left to distract him, of course, are still his own thoughts, his memories, his plans. And it is here where the discipline that the yogi must impose upon himself becomes exquisitely difficult and something requiring an extraordinary amount of patience.
It's amazing to see. Amazing to see, man. I was like this. I was looking around. That's all I'm doing.
How did you first start DJing? Did you do it alone in your room before you actually got to a club?
I did.
Well, it's different for us, but I actually got into DJing. DJing's a very in-fashion thing to do right now. As I said, the circle has turned, and now it's a cool and hip thing to do. When I got into DJing, it was in 1983. A friend of mine was a radio DJ on an AM station in Kresgeville, Pennsylvania. And my enthusiasm was turned on getting involved in radio. And then from radio, my friend Chuck, he actually started getting into mobile DJing. And I became his apprentice when I was 13 years old and setting up a van, you know, to putting the equipment together and learning the business. And then 3 years later, I bought his equipment and taught myself how to DJ. And it was the desire to want to do this. And then I started doing house parties and school parties. And then it just, you know, it developed. Mm-hmm. And the desire got stronger and the passion became even greater. And I guess, you know, I was a bar back at a nightclub here in Philadelphia, and that was my in. You know, at the late 80s, you know, all the DJs in Philadelphia were the DJs that had been around for a while, and everything was getting a little stagnant. And so it was hard for me to get in, especially as an 18-year-older, and these DJs are at least 8 to 10 years older than me, and I'm fresh blood, and I, you know, may seem to be, you know, competition for them. But our friend Blake Tart, who's a DJ, you know, in Philadelphia, he was a bicycle courier, and we used to throw parties in Philadelphia for bike couriers out in West Philly, in like in warehouse spaces as private parties, you know, in the late 80s. And then we started getting nightclub gigs and spinning in the nightclubs. And then King and I hooked up in 89 through Blake. And King was DJing then at times for parties, but with tapes. He didn't know how to DJ with records.
Really?
Tapes and CDs. Wow.
In New Orleans, we recognize a gumbo.
So colds, bee stings, allergic reactions, you know, we sometimes we go to car accidents.
We did have one tripper who climbed up on top of the press box up there and decided they wanted to fly to heaven. That was in the middle of the night a couple nights ago. Luckily, the police backed off, and in an hour or two, we were able to talk him down, get him into the tent, and a couple hours after that, they basically were recovered, and we were able to let them go.
of devil worship. Another, and in my opinion, even more blatant exercise of devil worship is our current surrender to what the psychiatrist Robert Lifton has called nuclearism. Nuclearism is the worship of the technological deities of apocalyptic destruction under the guise of a protective umbrella.
Of the space with the new restoration work, but he was held up. We'll find someone to us. We had a new tour, and we had private dinner with Martin that night with Dr. Mark Lehner. And Mark, who wasn't a PhD at the time that I worked on the Sphinx project, was there with Zahi and the Deputy Minister for Culture, Mohamed Ghanim, who was a personal friend from years ago as well.
Okay, in the interest of time, we've got to...
Yes. My curiosity, first of all, I don't know why I placed myself or have been placed for almost 30 years in this conversation involving UFOs and involving Egypt. I've always, however, felt that I never belonged to my family. I've always felt left out that a UFO never contacted me. I don't know how I'm being used or what the purpose is for me having a house full of documentation of all sorts that I still haven't gotten rid of, and I have no use for it now. So I'd love to send that to you or to someone. Secondly, excellent. A friend died recently, willed me all her books. I just came back from Washington where I picked them up, and I was going to deliver them to my friend David Kaplan, who's working on the Mars probe at NASA. Mm-hmm. However... this woman's husband was Dr. Tony Callio, the former head of NOAA. And I have these books. They seem important. I'm not interested in them. And I seem to be getting to what's next. I would not be on the phone with you tonight, nor would I have ever listened to this KTRH radio if there wasn't this tornado or level one hurricane winds here in Houston today, and I had no power. I couldn't go to sleep, and I put on the radio. So, the confluence of all of this, the synergy, the synchronicity, I called KTRH because I wanted to send word to you. I couldn't get through, dialing for hours. Finally, I called KTRH. I got a very negative report about the two of you.
And then they stood there and read the charges against her. Whipping was a very big punishment.
That did not deter me, but the person was very helpful, gave me your fax number and all these other numbers. I prepared a fax. My partner was trying to send it, couldn't get through. And there's some meaning in this. I intend to be an agent for change, and for the last 30 years, I've devoted myself to giving people wake-up calls.
Hook by Lewis. Joe's warned by the referee. That blow was not intentional. One thing that's always sure about the Brown Bomber, he's a clean fighter. The official timekeeper is counting the seconds across the ring. That's it. It's a knockout.
See, time. 2 minutes. 29 seconds. Both rounds. Winner is Bailey.
The biggest upset in...
Behind the house and looked down over the property, the experience was unforgettable. It seemed that this land had been lying here for years, just waiting for someone to lay a golf course upon it. Our overall aim at the Augusta National has been to provide a golf course of considerable natural beauty.
An agent for change, and for the last 30 years I've devoted myself to giving people wake-up calls.
That happening, you know, in a year or two. I mean, it wouldn't take much, you know, like they've had two significant discoveries, or three now, of life in our solar system. And you can tell society really digs it.
Network computing will do is make computers as low cost and as common as telephones or television.
like there's a big appetite for that. I don't think it's just a news product, because they've you know, never been that hungry for space news in the past.
Life gets interesting. What's next is we can forget the infrastructure. No one asks what's next in electricity. You know, it's just there.
Mm-hmm.
But all the interesting things we can plug into the wall. Now there are all sorts of interesting things we can plug in on top of this network. Electronic commerce, efficient electronic markets for everything. How about kids in south of China taking courses at Caltech and Stanford?
You know, unless it was like man walking on the moon, but just, you know, various astronomy discoveries were never a big deal. I think that, you know, people are dying for it.
Demand for education is enormous and the supply is very limited.
Toward the middle of the 6th century, a woman named Cecilia attracted attention in Lisbon. She possessed the art of modulating her voice in such a way as to make it appear to issue at times from her elbow, at times from her foot, and at times from a place that it would be improper to name. Possessed of the devil. But as a special favor, instead of burning her at the stake, she was merely banished to the island of St. Thomas forever, where she died peacefully. As a special favor to whom? What? Well, as a special favor, instead of being burned at the stake, she was merely banished. Special favor to whom? I don't know. I was merely repeating a story from De Plancy's dictionary. I've repeated the entry exactly. There's nothing more to say.
The basic problem here is this. It looks like a miracle, and it is one, okay, in the sense that it is a very simple measurement to make. You have a temperature of the water going in, a temperature of the water going out, and you have a certain water flow rate. There's no input power. Mm-hmm. And if it goes for 11 hours and you have 20 watts persisting in this very simple calorimetry system, it's case closed. Many other companies are doing this. Now, there's a company in Massachusetts called Jet Energy Technologies, and they're at the moment qualifying beta site testing facilities around the country to demonstrate their cells. In California, there's a company called Equest. And, you know, it's just on and on and on. Mm-hmm. It is basically in a commercial era. If you ask me, are the hot fusion people, or the, let's say, the high energy physics people, are they going to agree that this is correct? I would like to think that they would look at experimental data and come to that positive conclusion. Unfortunately, what my conclusion is this, that no experiment, even if produced by Professor Arata, who's a hot fusion man himself, or George Miley, who's a hot fusion man and the editor of Fusion Technology, it's not going to impress them. They have too, there's too much vested interest here, basically. That's what's going on. It's a classic paradigm shift in science.
Mm. Let me, Dr. Prowler, I know you don't want to get into a debate here, but do you have any reaction to what would it take, if any of this is true, to convince you?
I'd just rather stay out of that.
Would you have put Furman on, Vince?
Well, of course you have to put Furman on.
Is he yours?
Jerry?
Is he yours?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I have him?
I don't mind.
Thank you. Master, do you want one?
Save it for me.
You want one?
Yeah, I'd love one, but please save it. It's a little bit inconvenient at the moment. Thank you, Rupert.
Do you want one?
No.
I'll just take one for later, though. You know, there's no reason to get mad about it. I'm just trying to ease the tension. Even though this is a kind of strange situation, there are moments of friendship and moments of, well, I don't know, you call it sharing or whatever. Okay, let's go. Jerry, I mean business. Get on the phone. Let's go. The fun is over.
Came last time, not what, 6-8 months ago, you were on the show and you talked about the network computer. An illusory idea.
Some buried, unvoiced faith that the nature of America was finally good and not evil. Well, that faith has taken a pistol whipping in the last month.
Huh.
Well, growing up, I grew up in Southwest Philly, so block parties were massive, were the big thing. That was a rave to me. You know, you have 1,000 people on your street, and you have a big stage and a DJ, you know, Cash Money, Jazzy Jeff, DJ Miz, all these amazing hip-hop DJs.
Who really were psychopaths or really are murderers and rapists.
The difference is that they are much more normal. They look like a college class in any community.
Go back now to the night of December 26th, the day after Christmas. What are you having for supper?
goose and cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, Christmas leftovers.
Now go forward to later that night. Go forward. What happens?
I'm checking out the house.
Why?
In case there might be somebody there. Hiding.
Who?
Those things. People.
Did you know about those people then?
Sure.
Did you tell anyone?
I wasn't supposed to. I have a gun.
Why do you have a gun?
A feeling that there might be somebody there, you know, hiding in the house.
I'm going to take you farther forward in that night. You relax, deep sleep. You're going to remain calm. What happens?
I am you. You are me. And we are here. I am the dreamer. You are the dream.
They do not look, what's the expression of of evil, the
banality of evil.
Yes,
yeah.
That is the thing that impressed me the most.
This can be addressed with electronic education. What does it mean when we can start delivering our educational product? And this country happens to be number one in higher education. Not so good K through 12. Kind of
exactly.
Embarrassing,
exactly.
Embarrassing in K through 12,
exactly.
But fabulous in higher ed. And we started, and this will help that too.
Right.
But in the south of China, this is going to allow some kid to take a course at Stanford, business course at Stanford, an engineering course at Caltech. What happens when a different person in that same village in the south of China starts making silk blouses and charging and selling them directly to consumers here in New York City or consumers in London? We're suddenly going to have efficient electronic markets for education. We're going to have efficient electronic markets for blouses. It's going to make the world much more competitive, much more efficient. It will change everything.
work for 50 million years to produce a brain with all these receptor sites, to have the government come along and say they're illegal. You can't activate these services of the brain.
Tell them, Jim.
But there are a lot of areas of the brain that we haven't even thought about yet that we can activate.
Don't worry, listener. Your brain will be the last one activated because you're a closet lemming, aren't you? You fool around with the cutting edge.
120 billion neurons.
But you really don't.
We all know that.
Part of you really doesn't want it. You really want to make love to J. Edgar Hoover, and you missed your chance. Well, it's an old story. Don't let it get you now. There's plenty of other closets for you to climb into and hold the door from the inside. Most of you don't deserve to listen to this station. Why don't you turn on a commercial radio station? Do us all a favor.
It was very difficult to connect the faces of some of these people who I liked, genuinely liked as people, to the horror that they must have caused other people.
Not even tragic or doomed, but dirty and misplaced.
Gonna kick your ass. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm preparing for commercial radio. A career.
I'm naked. I'm talking to you like you were real. Go to hell. Can we talk this over? Yeah, it looks like we're gonna sing White Christmas.
Kill you. There he is. You do know it's all going on somewhere else.
What?
Everything. Everything.
But I don't know anywhere else.
I've had a letter from my sister. There are no vegetables on the market. The grapes are allowed to go sticky on the vine. The bees hover in clouds. The bakers will not accept the coins. I told my sister to return.
Probably sort of organic. We get that all the time.
Well, I find that strange, you know. But it's typical. Because that's the way they treated you. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. That's the way they treated me. And now look where we are.
First time I went to the show, it was kind of, you know, I got in and the music started and it was everybody was dancing, you know, and it was like, they all looked like they were, you know, nobody was dancing with each other. They were just all kind of dancing. Everybody's up and down and it's going like this, and I was just kind of, look at all these freaks, what the hell's going on? I was just kind of laughing at them, you know, and all of a sudden I looked down and I'm going like this, and then, you know, all these heads are going this way and that way, and pretty soon it's like, and all of a sudden you got everybody's dancing together and everybody's like one, and then the crowd gets excited, then the band starts getting excited, and then the crowd gets more excited, and everyone just starts feeding on everything, and then it's just this magical thing just happens, and it's just so beautiful. And that's the best way I could explain it. I don't know.
Magic.
As for the issue of whether or not to continue to reproduce males, it doesn't follow that because the male, like disease, has always existed among us, that he should continue to exist. Why produce even females? Why should there be future generations? And what's their purpose? When aging and death are eliminated, why continue to reproduce? Why should we care what happens when we're dead? Why should we care if there's no younger generation to succeed us?
While the band plays.
This is since Halloween night on the East Coast in Brendan Byrne Arena in New Jersey, across from Giant Stadium. Business card in there, too. A lot of Jerry Garcia band, Rush Creek Conventions, East and West.
When you listen to music, it comes in, right? But when you listen to dead music, it comes out.
Once they're in prison, they're very different from maybe where, how they were when they committed their crime. I would say half of all the people I had were always Vietnam veterans, which was many of them. Angel Dust was involved. Those were the two most common denominators of the people I had. This prison, though, is not for career criminals. It's people that are emotionally disturbed but not legally insane.
There is this anti-Microsoft faction, which is brought together by the fear of the success and the size of Microsoft and market share.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the European kingdom is watching the Mongols sweep out of Russia and off the steppe. makes us all a little bit nervous for our future.
Thomas.
Audrey, this is Jerry Langford. Get Bert Thomas on the phone, and quickly.
Martino, I know it's you, and I'm much too busy for fun and games today. Goodbye.
Did you hear what I said? This is Jerry Langford. Now get Bert Thomas, and I'm not kidding. It's not a gag. It's serious. Now move it.
How does it work?
Ether waves.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Blitology.
Can you use any fruit?
The peaches are the most sensitive. Bananas speckle too easily. They tend to attract stray particles. For the novice, I usually recommend pears because of the pronounced stems.
And what part do the stems play?
The stems indicate the quadrants. Fruit grows toward the afternoon sun, the west. The stems bend toward the east. From the stem, one can determine the four directions. Each direction corresponds to a season. One must simply identify the configurations, place them in their quadrants.
What causes the shapes?
The specter on the fruit is merely the shadow thrown by events in the future. The blemish occurs in late summer, south, southwest.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Waking up. Two, waking up.
I'm seeing things for my whole life.
What is it, Rick?
Three, you're awake.
Saying is a mainstream scientist, or just stay away from it, like you are.
The second factor that is important to understand, that it works through the body, it works on the physical body, moving then to the auric field, through its layers, to the energy field, to the etheric body. From the etheric body, it then travels back through the energy field, through the seven layers of the aura, to the physical body, and that's where its impact is. It is slower, and it must be continuate. Obviously, you can't just eat the right foods and do the right exercises for a week, or until you get well. You need to develop that for yourself, and then continue it. Similarly, with body work, to have it have effective on you, you need to not just go once, it feels great, that's it, see you later, never again. It's a continuing process of working. And similarly, even with acupuncture, acupressure, very seldom you just go for one needle treatment, etc., or push of a little vein behind your knee or whatever. You generally go on somewhat of a regular, repeated, ongoing basis to bring the balance and to sustain and maintain the balance. If that's what you choose to do, if that's the way you work, most definitely it can work very beautifully to bring about the healing and to sustain it.
It's people are like busting out. They know that. Now, this New England is deleted from everything I'm saying, I think, because this is bedrock. This is a bedrock community of our country. But in other parts of the country, man, they're not that stable. But very few communities are as stable as this area.
271.
I want you to have fun.
No, we cannot give that on the air. Okay, fine. Before you let me say something. This is an extraordinary first call, because one of the things I wanted to do tonight is ask people all across America who have bits and pieces of this puzzle, particularly in the Phoenix area.
The blemish occurs in late summer, south, southwest.
The future of the human species is to learn how to use our brain.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Duplicity. Belial. Remorse. Glandular imbalance. Obscurity. Ziggurats. An illegible missive, a soiled kimono. Explosions at the middle. Laughter behind one's back. Misinterment. Flypaper. Rubber sheets. Rubber sheets. Trench warfare. Tunnel vision, abasement, laudanum, pitch blend, worthless endearments, trick cigars, ink eradicator, ant farms, signals through the flames, webbed fingers, travail. Weevils in the tea. Trouble down the line. Things best forgotten. A punctured thumb. Misplaced trust. Cheap emotions. Faded carpets.
I talk about you often when I talk to people, and, you know, I talk about you as being my brother who has gone off and lived in the United States, and I talk about you with a great deal of pride.
Well, now, let me tell you why this is important. You recognize for us personification of evil.
You know, and a lot of people don't speak English anymore.
Are you one of them? The WZBC offshore radio. Beyond the FCC limit, you know what that means. Actually, the captain tells me we're periodically within the FCC limit. You know what that means. Gary Geiserman, New Metaphysics Radio. Carrying on the waves of the radio.
I won't say surfing, since no one surfs, except some people in Southern California, otherwise known as no one surfs, so why use that term? California, home of the extreme American. Not what the media has us believe, I might add. California, home of the military-industrial complex and the mentality that goes along with it. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Gary Geiserman. That's me. A refugee from your world. That's right. I've turned my back on you. You out there. You. You and your world. I have. You bad person, you. Shame on you. And go to hell. That's right. Going into extra innings here at the radio station. My career counselor tells me that if I extend the length of my show this evening, I may get a job with a commercial radio or even perhaps television station where I can never do anything I do here ever again.
Starlight. Illumination. Enlightenment.
Knocking it out. Well,
I'd make a, I'd return a call and we meet there.
Okay.
In my country, we have chikus, guavas, mangoes, ramfa.
Tropical fruit is a bit coarse, I find. The decay lacks definition. The stems are too obvious.
The movie of the week from New Metaphysics, Savages, co-written by Michael O'Donoghue. It's over your head, but if you want to watch it with a friend and have them think you're smart, you could rent it.
Enlighten me, Scott. Fill my skull with starlight.
These key monuments are on it. It is a mnemonic device to get us to remember something that's important, which is not Kilroy was here. It appears to be this physics, which is a key to everything from the universe to consciousness that appreciates the universe. And there's a really set of interconnected threads here.
Two medium avocados, two medium tomatoes, wild green chilies, 1/4 cup oil, one onion, one tomato, 1/4 cup water, 1/2 cup milk, 1/2 pound cheddar cheese, 1/4 cup peanut oil, 1 onion, 1 clove garlic, 1 1/2 cup long grain rice, 1 cup pureed tomatoes, 3 1/2 cups water, 1/2 teaspoon salt.
Wait a while. Ellen, Furman was your main case. The lawyers in your case would have gotten him up to that witness stand if they had to carry them up there on a stretcher.
No way.
Yeah, he was your main case. Ellen, look, before the trial...
Hold on a minute, but you're missing the point, Vince. The prosecution should never have put Furman on. They bungled. I wrote in my book about...
4 tablespoons peanut oil, 12 tortillas, 6 eggs, 1 cup cheddar cheese,
2 cups sugar, 3
egg yolks, 2 cups milk, 1 cup heavy cream, 1 cup peanut oil, 1 onion,
too smart. She'll never, ever put Furman on.
Into this mystery of mysteries. Through this gate of all wonder. Open, naked, eye.
Mr. Langford, he says it's urgent.
Tell him I'll call him back. I'm busy. It's that Martino kid, the impressionist.
Okay.
Will you do what I tell you? And do it quick.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thomas. He absolutely insists on talking to you. I cannot get rid of him.
Okay, I'll take him. Martino, you know better than to call. Bert, I said this is Jerry. Jerry Langford. And I'm in deep trouble. Now, you best pay attention. Yeah, I am listening. Would you give me that again? Now, wait a minute. I want to ask you something. Oh, what do we call our second cameraman? We call our second cameraman Helen Keller. His favorite color is plaid.
Helen Keller, plaid, what is that?
When someone does an impression of me on the phone, the only way they're going to know it's really me is by that clue.
Oh,
and right. If I didn't know the name that we called him, then he would know it's not me.
Say no more, I understand.
Drift within. A thread of sound. Focus.
1/4 teaspoon center. 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 3 cups tomatoes, 4 peppercorns, 4 whole cloves, 2 cinnamon sticks, 6 bell peppers, 4 eggs, 1 cup flour.
Our life. You are sound. Drift. Body. Can you flow with fire blood through each tissue corridor? Throb to the pulse of life.
I do want to argue the point of free will and that they most likely were victims. I mean, if you're part of a cult and every every movement of yours is monitored. You know, you can't see your parents any longer. It seemed like their whole day was structured to, you know, just ridiculously structured when they, you know, ate and what they ate and how many portions they ate. Do you not believe that that's like brainwashing, and then one no longer has the capacity to discriminate after a time, especially if like some of these people were in it for like 20 years?
Then all's wet underneath to eclipse Ivan, the heaven sea ice king, Euclid, bloody be Jupiter, Nucleus, Nuclid, what's his name? The sea drang scholar with mermaids, bloody blasted dadflap thornet, Neptune. All's wet clear to Neptune's seat. Sensing the aura, the news of that frost, my father hurries in his woe street, conscious he is a man doomed to mortal destiny. And my poor little Tsipus, he thinks of me, he'll get it too.
The key is, I'm not going to do it by myself. I always say, with a friend, with friends. That's the key. Friends involved. Climax is the great going away party. I won't die without you.
Of this program can be reproduced without the express written consent of CBS Radio. All rights reserved. The G. Gordon Liddy for station WJFK Radio.
G. Gordon Liddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have several bulletins that have come in from the wires of the Associated Press. The first, well, they're both actually datelined the Supreme Court of the United States. Let's see, we have here the Supreme Court.
Alan Ginsberg is blowing up. Go for Christ. Go for God. No go. I talked to some of the Indians about that. Conscious. Yeah, the mushrooms. Yeah, sure. Don't believe any I say.
The trial started, you people were on your hind legs begging Ito in oral arguments and written briefs to permit you to get into his racism, his use of the N-word and all that. What difference would it make to you if it comes out on cross-examination?
Man, why can't they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear? Now, there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
He calls him, or if you bring it
big
out, you
difference.
Wanted
let me,
that evidence
Let me answer
in.
That question, because Marsha Clark called him as a witness, put her...
Still, let me assume there is some point in trying to be reasonable about Vietnam, even if it is only to discover that there is no logic in the situation.
Being one thing or the other, can something be one thing and another?
The Chrysler Town and Country LXI.
Identifies himself as the king cards upside down. Is not allowed to be the first guest on got a blank card. Hold on, Bert. I'm reading from two cards. Tonight's show. You will never see me go back alive again. It's not grammatically correct, but I think you have the idea.
Timothy Lee relives. No, he's outside. Looking for me. Timothy Lee relives. No,
it's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow...